Welcome to the radio recasting special. And I got so many auditions to recast. We brought in a fourth producer, and that's Zane.
Hello. Hey, what's up?
So Zane will also be listening to the auditions tonight and try and decide who will go on his team. And we also have Charisse and Turtle has decided to come off our high horse and join us tonight as well.
Hi.
Hi.
So we're going to be listening. We have six auditions. We have Russ, Zelena, Clary, Lash, Bright Disaster, and Margo. So we have some really good people on this show. So somebody's going to get some good people. That somebody being me and Zane.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike people like on Turtle's team, like Omi and... Or no, Omi's Charisse. Like Omi and Rochelle. And people on Turtle's team like...
Yeah, you can't say anything.
Valkyrie and Gildragon.
Hey, that complex will work for me. I'm just saying.
Zane, what are you looking for tonight for your team?
Anybody who can sing at this point in time.
That's a good thing to look for. I'm glad I looked for that, too. Unfortunately, Charisse and Turtle did not do that. They just picked their friends.
Liar.
They just picked their friends who have bad taste and are bitter towards me.
So you're just bitter them. Because no one chose you after the first two rounds.
Whatever.
We had we both had one person, you had zero.
Seriously, this show's giving me a complex because like no one chose me, and then one of the people that did choose me dropped, or one of the people I chose. People just don't like me.
I'm glad you're starting to notice, Dylan.
That's okay because I'm a winner. I'm like Charlie Sheen, and everybody loves Charlie Sheen. Speaking of Charlie Sheen, Russ is up first, you guys. Are you ready to listen to Russ?
Sunday morning as well?
Sunday morning coming down, Turtle.
Oh, I should have known. I should have known.
I would pay to hear Russ sing some Maroon 5, though. Whoever gets them on their team should, like, demand that he sings Maroon 5, Harder to Breathe.
Or I'm not going to say anything.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. Are you guys ready to listen?
I'm ready.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning, no hay to hold my head, that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes, and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I'd lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something about a Sunday that makes your body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound. On the sleeping city sidewalks, and Sunday mornings coming down. In the park, I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the song that they were singing. Then I headed down the streets, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something about a Sunday that makes your body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks and Sunday mornings coming down.
Charisse, do you want to tell him about it?
No.
I will tell him. Like 3 minutes into the song, she was apparently listening. Her files are labeled wrong. She was listening to a girl singing "Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend," and she was like, "Is this Russ?"
I'm so confused.
Well, apparently somebody is singing that song tonight. Zane, what did you think of Russ?
I liked it.
Did you?
Yes.
I did too.
Describe it to me. I'm not sure how it sounded.
It sounded country. It sounded a lot of trees.
No, that was not.
It was the prequel to Talking to the Trees.
Was it best of the night so far, Zane?
I can't really say that right now because I haven't heard a lot of all these other people.
That's never stopped you before, Zane. Oh yeah, I guess it has. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, it stopped me many times before.
Great energy. I love the countryness. I don't have anyone like that yet that can do country. And like, well, I have Melly, but I don't have a man that can do country. And I feel like if I had a team of half Jews, then God would show favor on my team. So it's definitely somebody I'm considering. What about you, Zane?
I'm really considering him because I love country. And that's one thing I kind of want to be able to do, have the option of actually being able to do, is doing a lot of country.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely would really consider Russ because... Russ, is there any other needed left to say? I mean, wasn't he the runner-up of Lone Star?
Yeah, he was. I beat him on Lone Star. Thank you for bringing that up.
So, I mean, really, who else do we need?
Yeah, well, there's other people I need, possibly, but I also might need Russ. Turtle and Charisse, what do you guys think? Well, Charisse, you didn't hear it.
You know what's weird, though? At the start, it was Russ, then it kind of merged into a different song. I'm
that
so confused.
Weird.
My computer is messed up. It's my email client.
What did you think, Turtle?
It was the prequel to Talking to the Trees. Obviously, right. He smokes, and then he goes to talk to the trees. And then he cooks fried chicken.
Fried chicken sounds delicious right now. Okay, Selena is up next.
The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive jewels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat, or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Tell me all about it!
There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer. The diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard boy employer thinks you're awful nice. Bet get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks are high. But beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. I heard of affairs that are strictly platonic, that diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I think affairs that you must keep lysonic are better bets. If little pets get big baguettes, time rolls on and youth is gone. Bet you can't straighten up when you bend. Fit stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight at Tiffany's Diamonds! Diamonds! I don't mean rhinestones, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
See, Zelda to me reminds me of like the old-time radio people, like from the 30s, where she like is all classy and stuff. Except for when she's drunk, then she's like a perv.
What?
Zelena, when she's drunk, she's crazy. She's crazy. I really like this. It made me happy. And there, I don't think anybody on this competition has sung anything like this yet. Zane, what did you think?
Yet again, I actually really liked it. Yeah, I like the, I believe this is what, this is oldies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the oldies, so this song was pretty much awesome.
If she goes to your team, will she sing Scissors Are Zane's Best Friend?
Maybe. That might be a possibility.
I'll pay her.
If she comes to my team, she's going to. I like this, Zelena. You're definitely somebody I'm considering for my team. And Zane, you're considering it as well, right?
Yeah.
Turtle and Charisse, what'd you guys think? Charisse.
Well, I actually heard the file this time. I've heard it twice tonight. I really liked it. And I love it when you said Tiffany's. That made me happy.
Yeah, I like the energy she had when she was like yelling out things. Turtle? Are you jealous yet?
No.
What'd you think?
I heard half of it. But I thought it sounded cute.
You two don't have to listen to the full thing like Zane and I do, because we have to be very choosy.
And even if I wanted to, you know, I've got hybrid files here.
Maybe this next one will not be a hybrid. It's Clary. Let's listen to her. It's Clary, you guys!
Yay!
Co-host and co-judge of Perform It. Oh, yeah. I really like this song. I never heard the remix before. Cherise said that you and Clary were at the same con, and you guys
yeah,
didn't...
Yeah, but we didn't know each other back then, because she wasn't on VH. I was like, no!
You guys have to meet!
Yeah, we do!
We'd be like twins.
Oh my god.
Except she's blonde.
Why?
And you're...
Why? Because we're both British.
Yes. You look kind of the same.
Really?
You both have like cute like faces, like kid faces. Well, I don't know.
Hey, I've got a knife in my hand right now.
So, Zane.
Yes.
Did you or did you not like this?
Okay, I have one thing to say. And this is, this was the best of the night so far.
Oh my. It's
this
been said.
This was amazing. I absolutely loved it. I want you for my team.
I want you for my team as well, Clary. But I want there's so many good people. I don't know. It's so difficult. Turtle.
You guys suck.
Are you jealous? Are you jealous,
maybe,
Turtle?
Maybe.
Cherise, are you jealous?
Yes, very.
Okay. As long as everybody's jealous, I'm happy. Oh, it's going to be so hard to pick. Lash is up next. Speaking of, it's just going to be so hard to pick. Let's move on to Lash.